I don't know how many people saw the movie, The Phantom of the Opera, but probably not many people listening right now. But if any of you out there did see the movie version of Phantom, you'll remember or recall that the ingenue, the lead singer, was a young, I think she was only 19, 20 years old at the time, maybe younger, Emmy Rossum. Who went on to play what was her name, Fiona Gallagher, in the TV series Shameless. So, and also she was in Mystic River, which kind of initially brought her recognition. But I remember Emmy Rossum as being that young girl, the virginal maiden, whatever have you, in Phantom of the Opera movie. And of course, then the character she plays in Shameless is pretty much the opposite character. But anyway, Emmy Rossum, this is her, hopefully, if Christopher picks the right version, not the Broadway version. I'm hoping you got the right one up there. This is the movie version of Phantom of the Opera, and this is her singing the title song. And listen to, I mean, Emmy Rossum, I think at 9 years old, if you Google her, this woman, or this girl at the time, was cast in the Metropolitan Opera in New York. That's how talented she is. And so this is her singing. And listen to, even if you hate musical comedies and Broadway shows, just listen for the pure brilliance of her singing, especially when she hits the last note. I got, if singing high notes really could break glass, I'm not sure that's whether that's an urban legend or not, but Emmy Rossum with this last note she hits would break every glass in the house. So let's listen to Phantom of the Opera, Emmy Rossum, right here on WMFO.
Sleep, he sang to me in dreams. He came. inside your mind.
Those who have seen your face draw back in fear. I am the mask you wear.
It's me.
Did you hear all the glass break there? That was Emmy Rossum from Shameless. Jane, you slut. What was that thing from Saturday Night Live? Shut up, Jane, you ignorant slut, or whatever that was. So Emmy plays someone that's, you know, sort of hangs out with just about anybody, whatever, you know. She plays a different character in Shameless than she did in Phantom of the Opera, and I just love that. I personally like Broadway shows, so I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Anyway, we're continuing on here on WMFO, Chris is I don't know what you got next. How about this? Let me pick the song to play next. How about if we do, this is a song that I really like. It was one of the Big Mattress songs of the week when I worked at WBCN in the mornings. It was by The Tubes. Have any of you ever seen The Tubes live? Their live shows were fantastic. They would run out into the audience with all these nurses with needles and just crazy, crazy shit. And so anyway, this is one of my favorite songs from that The Tubes played. And I also like it because it reflects all that... it's all about radio and that 6 to 10 time slot in the morning and that 2 to 6 time slot in the afternoon called prime time right here on WMFO.
I'm saying
Charles Lacordaire here to say goodbye. I want to play one more song before I do the Splitsville here. But we're on WMFO at Tufts University. It's Strike the Box, and it's Chris Major's show. And Chris, thank you for allowing me to host it for this short period of time. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you liked it out there, you people listening. So I want to end with, did any of you ever see the group Garbage live? Little Shirley Manson. With a last name like that, you got to have talent. You got to have talent. She's a little ginger. She's on that stage, and I don't know. I forget. What was his name? Butch Vig. Yeah, Butch Vig. Built his reputation as a producer before he decided to form the group Garbage. And this was one of my favorite songs by Garbage. I can just picture Shirley Manson and the production and this stuff, the special sound effects. And I don't know. I just don't think there's... I remember reading a Parade magazine. Is that still around? The Sunday... It was in the Sunday Globe and a lot of Sunday papers, Parade magazine all across the country. I'm not sure they're still around anymore. But I remember they predicted that Garbage would be the biggest American rock and roll group of all time. That didn't quite happen, but I still like Garbage. And this song, I can just picture Shirley Manson on stage, dressed up, you know, dressed down. Just moving around the stage, and the way this song opens, yeah, this brings out all of the raging endorphins on everybody from adolescence to Creepyville. Okay, that's it for me. Enjoy. Shirley Manson, Garbage, right here on WMFO.
For you, I've been dying just
If the creek don't rise, the good Lord's willing, and there ain't no meltdown, we'll do it all over again sometime. Right here on the Strike the Bucks. How's them apples?
What a spirit feeling springing round my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Wichita, Kimura, Woranico, Woranico, hey, ne, hey, ne, no, wah. Wichita, Kimura, Woranico, Woranico, hey, ne, hey, ne, no, wah. Wichita,
now for something completely different.
Her blue.
to bind your hands.
Not if my love can't bind your heart.
And there's no need to take a stand,
for it was I who chose to start.
Yes, it's true. Loneliness took me for some love now. Make it last. It's all about love now. It's all about our love. Give it a try. Gotta make it fair.
Better speed is what I need. Is what I need. Better speed. Is better speed. Is what I need. Is what I need. Is better speed. Better speed.
We just finished up with some Chiba Nico, and hopefully that's how you pronounce it. Thanks to Dave if I am pronouncing it correctly, because he kind of gave me a heads up how to pronounce it correctly. But we just heard Chiba Nico's song Built for Speed, that you can get off their album Greatest Hits off of Mooncat Party Records. So make sure you check out either mooncatpartyrecords.com or you can check out Chiba Nico on Facebook. We started things off with Everything is Everything's Witchy Taito, which is the original version of Witchy Taito by Jim Pepper, and I played that because I wanted to give a big thank you to Charles Laquadera and Dwayne Ingles Glasscock, who were nice enough to be this week's guest DJs. I've been in the works for a couple weeks, and Charles was really nice enough to send me some audio and songs that he wanted to hear, or he thought should be heard, because I don't even know if he's listening right now. Probably not, if he's because he's in Hawaii. Maybe he's in Hawaii, which is a big time difference. We followed that up with some Heat Waves with Big Lie, and you can get that off of Rumbar Records, and the name of the album is Complete Recordings 2017 to 2020. We've played Heat Waves in the past. We played her song Vampire, and if you notice she's got a little accent, that's because she is from Spain. Followed up by the original version of Angel of the Morning done by Evie Sands, or is it Evie Sands? You know how I am with names. Released on Cameo Parkway back in 1967, but didn't make it because Cameo Parkway kind of went belly up at the time. The version that everybody is familiar with is the Muriel Rush and the Turnabouts version. Some Soraya with her version of Angel, sung by Aerosmith. So, there's some Angel for you. You can find it on Wicked Cool Records. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. I gotta get back to a PSA. Check out the Strike the Box radio show group and page on Facebook.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I
want to
be a...
I
want to
be
a...
I want
to be a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can.
I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
Tell me that you love me, baby. I wanna be your man.
wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
See this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore.
That comes in, gets swallowed up.
in memory of Hilton Valentine, lead guitarist for the Animals from 1963 to 1966. Just finished up there with some House of the Rising Sun released back in 1964. Only took them one take to do that song, which is, I think, pretty amazing. We started things out with some Beatles, with I Wanna Be Your Man, from With the Beatles, 1963, or Meet the Beatles, 1964, depending on if you have the US version or the UK version. Some Rolling Stones with Paint It Black, that was released as a single in the UK, but on the album Aftermath in the US. Record companies used to like to mess us all up, depending on what side of the pond you were on, I guess. The Spades. No, they weren't from England. They were from Texas, which ended up becoming the 13th Floor Elevators. But we heard the B-side of their single off the Zero label, We Sell Soul. A-side was You're Gonna Miss Me. And as I said, they became the 13th Floor Elevators after they left Zero. Some Herman Hermits with their version of Jezebel, song originally by Frankie Lane. Herman Hermits' version was released back in 1967 off of There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World. Yeah, I know. Stop singing, Chris. And as I said, we finished up with House of the Rising Sun by the Animals with Hilton Valentine on lead guitar, who just sadly passed away last week at the age of 77. Well, that just about does it for me for this week. Hope this show has brought a smile to your face this week. And I enjoyed having my guest DJs, Dwayne Ingles Glasscock and Charles LaQuadera. Well, as he would say, if the creek don't rise, they don't push the button. We'll do it all over again in a couple weeks here on Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM. Take care, everybody. Don't forget to check out the Strike the Box radio show page and group. Okay, sayonara for now.